for you and for me. Though we have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home. Ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus.
John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. We're so pleased you've joined us. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. We're so pleased you've tuned in. I have good news for you. God is not angry with you. He wants to do a work in your life that no man can do. And God is in a good mood, amen. I'd like to open in prayer. I pray, Lord, that you grant to your servant great boldness this day to preach your word. Lord, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason, the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. All God's children said, amen. Well, we'd like to start with a psalm again. And what it is, what is God's nature like? What is his thoughts and his heart towards you? What does he think? We see this in Psalm 119, 54, 58, and 64. It says that, for these laws of yours have been my source of joy and singing through all these years of my earthly pilgrimage. With all my heart, I want your blessings. Be merciful just as you promised. O Lord, the earth is full of your loving kindness. Teach me your paths. Well, what the psalmist is saying here, that the laws in the Bible have been his starting place. And from them he has been, they have been his joy and singing through his earthly life, or in through his earthly pilgrimage. Meaning we are all just passing through. Earth is not our home. God has made a promise to be merciful to you, and he will, with all his heart's desire, with your heart's desires and blessings, when we obey him. Well, the message today is, for not accepting this gospel message is, I don't want to break with my sins. Well, the answer to that, my friends, salvation is a life and death choice. Only you can make the choice. It says in Luke 13:3, and don't you realize that you are also will perish unless you leave your evil ways and turn to God. We see, friends, God will help you, but it's up to you to make this choice. The greatest gift God has given man and woman is a freedom of choice. Acts 3:19, now change your mind and attitude to God and turn to him so he can cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. So what it's saying is, repent means to change the direction, change the way we think. God makes a promise. He will cleanse away your sins and send you wonderful times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. The power of the Holy Spirit can do this. Amen. Go to 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal them. What an awesome promise. God has made a promise that if you humble yourselves, if we all are the same, we all humble ourselves and pray and seek God's face and turn from our wicked ways, again we see it is our choice, then he will hear from heaven and forgive our sin. Isaiah 55:7, let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him, and to our God, for he will freely pardon. See what the Bible is saying? Our merciful God will freely forgive your sin. He will release you. He will release from punishment. You will be released from punishment. When the wicked turns from his evil ways and thoughts and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die. Those who are sorry are the fortunate ones, for they shall be comforted. That's what it's saying. That's what the Bible is saying. In Acts 2, 38 and 39, and Peter replied, "Each one of you must turn from sin, return to God, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. Then you also shall receive this gift, the Holy Spirit. For Christ promised him to each one of you who has been called by the Lord our God, and to our children, even to those in distant lands." See, God is offering a free gift here now so that we're not separated from God. This free choice. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 and 2 said, "As God's workers, however, we appeal to you not to accept the grace of God without using it. For he says, 'At a welcome time I have heard you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you.' Observe that now is a specially welcome time, that now is a day of salvation." What the Bible is saying, God is appealing to you. This is a welcome time to come home. Today is the day of salvation. God is saying, don't put it off. It's a choice we make this side of death that determines our eternal destiny. Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." What a promise, friends, what a promise. It's your choice to accept this free gift God is offering. God's remedy, the cross. Jesus died on the cross and rose from the grave, paying the penalty for our sins and sickness and bridging the gap between God and you. Amen. And Romans 5:18 says it, "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." See, friends, God has provided the only way. We must make the choice. Titus 2:11, "For the free gift of eternal salvation is now being offered to everyone." And our response, receive Christ by personal invitation. In the Bible, in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name." Romans 10 verse 9, "If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For whoever calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." Well, is there any good reason why you cannot receive Jesus Christ right now? How to receive Christ, what to pray, just follow me in this prayer. It's just a simple prayer. Just follow us along. "Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins. I want to turn from my sins. I now invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen." Well, friends, God's assurance is his word, the Bible. "For grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not by works, so no man can boast. Receiving Christ, we are born into God's family through the supernatural work of the Holy Spirit. It indwells every believer. This is called the new birth. To get to know Christ better, read your Bible every day if possible and talk to God in prayer. Tell others about Christ. Get into a good Bible-based church where Christ is preached. And as Christ's representative in a needy world, demonstrate your new life in love and concern for others. And God bless you as you do. Amen." Well, we get to the part of the program now where we'll be praying for the sick very shortly. Listen to what Jesus said in John 14:12. Most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do he will do also, and greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. What was the works that Jesus of Nazareth done? What are the works that we are to do also? And greater works than these he will do, because he said, I go to my Father. We see in Matthew 10:1-8, and God gave them authority to cast out evil spirits and to heal every kind of sickness and disease. Go and announce to them that the kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, cast out demons, give as freely as you have received. What an awesome scriptures these are. What the Bible is saying, that it is the mandate or the commission that has been commanded to go and announce that the kingdom of heaven has arrived. That's what I'm doing today. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cure the lepers, and cast out demons. I have been given the Holy Spirit. The church has been given the Holy Spirit freely, and it's his anointing. It's his power that fulfills the good news, the gospel of the kingdom. It's the Holy Spirit. He's the confirmer of the gospel. He's the confirmer of the word of God. John 4:45-46. So Jesus came to Cana in Galilee, where he had made water wine. And there was a certain government official whose son was very sick, heard that Jesus had come to Judea and was traveling to Galilee. This man went to Cana, found Jesus, and begged him to come to Capernaum with him and heal his son, who was now at death's door. Not only was Jesus praying for the sick and hurting as people came to see his miracles, but they also heard of his love and compassion that he had for both men and women. He has the same compassion, love and compassion for you. It is difficult to remain neutral in the presence of Jesus. Embrace his claims and honor him as Messiah. In John 4:48, Jesus asked, won't any of you believe me unless I do more and more miracles? We go to 4:49-50 of John. Says, the official pled, sir, please come now before my child dies. Then Jesus told him, go back home. Your son is healed. And the man believed Jesus and started home. While he was on his way, some of his servants met him with the news that all was well. His son had recovered. He asked when the boy had begun to feel better. His fever suddenly disappeared. Then the father realized it was the same moment that Jesus had told him, your son is healed. The Holy Spirit will make his word work today. He's the confirmer of the gospel. Jesus healed this boy who was quite some distance away. It was a day's travel. It's the same today as I pray over this radio broadcast. It's the anointing of the Holy Ghost that does the healing. Amen. He's the confirmer of the gospel. He's the confirmer of the word of God. Psalm 33:9, for he spoke and it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Psalm 107:20, he sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. The Bible says he spoke and it was done. He commanded, he sent his word and healed them. Taken from the door of death, Jesus the same yesterday, today and forever. He has not changed. His healing hand has stretched out today to you right now. Matthew 8:8, the centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Then Jesus said to the centurion, go your way, and as you have believed, so let it be done for you. And the servant was healed that same hour. Again, we see in the scripture, Jesus was a long way off from this boy. who was very sick, but spoke his word, be healed. And the boy was healed at the same hour. We see it wasn't instantly, but the boy was healed. Jesus told his disciples to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, and gave us power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. It's not only me, he said, it's the church. He's given the power and the authority to the church to cast out demons and to cure diseases. Amen. We go to Acts 6:8. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and signs among the people. 1 Corinthians 2:4 and 5. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest in men's wisdom, but on God's power. Amen. Lord, I pray, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word through the accompanying signs. Amen. I'd like to start to pray for the sick and hurting now. I pray for Heavenly Father, in the name of your Holy Son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command health to every physical body. I rebuke every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I rebuke every cancer and cyst in the name of Jesus Christ. And I declare that they are cursed at the root. And I command blessing of divine health freely flows into the lives of the listeners. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place in the listeners, Lord, I pray. Lord, I speak to every life that is in torment, for your name is Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I speak peace to that person that's in torment. If you're in torment, I command peace in Jehovah Shalom's name. Peace. I give you praise, Father, that the enemy has been defeated, and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. I command healing to every broken heart, amen. Every sorrow is lifted right now. Every burden and yoke, it is destroyed, because you, O Lord, are the joy in the morning. When something is destroyed, it cannot be put back together. So every burden and yoke in your life is being destroyed right now in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in Jesus Christ's name. You, O Lord, are more than enough. You, O Lord, are our strength and our song. And we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. Amen. And let the power of this blessing rest upon you and in you and be imparted by you when you use your words in the authority of Jesus' name. Amen. Well, act your faith. Try moving. You'll find that pains have started to leave. Amen. Look for the improvements. As I said, not all healings are instant. Some of them are. A lot of them are, but some of them aren't. Sometimes it's an improvement. But test it to see the area if there is an improvement. Now know that it is God's will for you to be healed. This is so important. God wants to see you well. Do not let fear come upon you. It says in the Bible, fear not. To keep your healing, you know, it says in Mark 11:24, believe you have received it. Believe you receive it. Use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. We must forgive us. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Read the Bible. Read healing scriptures. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. Do not be fearful. Fear always distorts the truth. And know that it is God's will for you to get well. Amen. Know that it is God's will for you to get well. So my final prayer for you is this. It comes from Numbers 6:24. May the Lord bless and protect you. May the Lord's face shine with joy because of you. May he be gracious to you, show his favor, and give you his peace. May you, in the darkest storm of your life, hold on to the never-failing hand of a loving God. His anchor will hold you. The storm will pass by. The thing which you have asked God will supply. He will give you joy for the bitter gall of rejection. He will give you healing for your sickness. He will give you a new beginning for your failure. He will turn the darkest nights to the brightest day, because he is the lover of your soul. He is the father of all hope. In Jesus' name, receive this blessing. Shalom. Amen.
Spirit, Spirit. Hey.